The moderator. My name is Tricia Bachowski. I work at the University of Michigan at the Michigan Institute for Clinical and Health Research. So just want to introduce our next presenter, Kate Hoppe. She works at the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. She brings 20 years of experience contributing to the efforts of social and environmental organizations to her work in public health. She recently graduated from the University of Kansas School of Medicine and worked this past year to conduct a health impact assessment on a bike share program in Kansas. Kate looks to use her background in public health, communications evaluation, and project development to assist organizations in revisioning community design to promote health. She'll be presenting on promoting health in all policies, institutionalizing health impact assessment at state and local levels. So let's welcome Kate.
Good afternoon. It's kind of hard to follow a ChangeLab Solutions presentation. They're always so colorful and visual. So my name is Kate Hoppe, and I will be presenting to you today on institutionalizing health impact assessment at state and local levels. As mentioned, I'm a recent graduate from the KU School of Preventive Medicine and Public Health. I would also like to acknowledge my peer, Sarah Hartzig, from the Kansas Health Institute, who is in the room today, and her contributions to this presentation. I have no personal financial relationships with commercial interests to disclose. So through this presentation, we will identify strategies for integration of HIA into decision-making to promote health, describe strategies for conducting HIA with limited time and resources, explain how implementation of HIA differs at state and local levels, and discuss how to advance the field of HIA. So to address these objectives, what I really want to do is to share the story of capacity building for HIA in the state of Kansas, and to discuss some of the barriers and facilitators to integration of HIA into decision making by sharing with you how I encountered and addressed some of those barriers through the implementation of a local level HIA in Kansas. But first, how many of you are already familiar with health impact assessments? Great, so most of you. So just briefly, HIA is a tool and framework for assessing how a proposed project, policy, or program could impact health. It is part of the larger health in all policies approach that seeks to improve the health of all people through cross-sectoral promotion of health, equity and sustainability, collaboration and engagement with diverse stakeholders, and structural and process change. This presentation will focus specifically on health impact assessment and how it has been integrated into decision-making in Kansas. So again, most of you are familiar with the six-step HIA process, so I won't go through this in any detail, but in screening, we determine if an HIA is needed, and then in scoping, determine what are the priority issues that we want to assess, and oftentimes this will involve some community and or stakeholder engagement to identify those issues. In assessment, we determine what are the health effects, if any, and then report out our recommendations on how positive health impacts can be supported to decision makers and community stakeholders. And then finally, in monitoring and evaluation, we can assess, did the HIA impact decisions, and if so, how? So over the last 5 to 10 years, there has been a surge in HIAs across the nation in conjunction with the availability of support and funding nationally. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation began discussing ways to support HIA work as early as 2004. This map of the U.S. shows the number of HIAs completed by state as of 2007. In 2009, the Health Impact Project was founded and since has become a major funder of HIAs in the country. And as you can see from this 2014 map of completed and in-progress health impact assessments by state, capacity for conducting HIA has continued to grow, including in Kansas, which as of 2014 had completed 3 health impact assessments. Public health institutes can also play a role in promoting health in all policies and health impact assessment. Generally speaking, health institutes work to promote population health outcomes through various competencies, which can include but are not limited to things like partnership development, data analysis and evaluation, technical assistance and resource development, and health policy. The Kansas Health Institute specifically is a nonpartisan, nonprofit health policy and public health research organization, and they are a member of the National Network of Public Health Institutes. The Kansas Health Institute does have a focus on promoting health in all policies, approach, and health impact assessment implementation in Kansas. KHI was first funded to complete an HIA of a proposed casino development project in 2012 using funding from the Health Impact Project. Within their funded work, KHI has developed statewide trainings aimed at local level capacity building, identifying students as well as state and local health departments as the primary candidates for advancing this HIA work within Kansas. These are just four of the HIAs that the Kansas Health Institute has completed since 2012, laying the groundwork for others in the state to conduct HIA. And it was because of the trainings and resources that came out of Kansas Health Institute's HIA work and that were made available through the Institute that I was able to complete a health impact assessment last year for the Topeka Bike Share Program. Working across sectors with the local Metropolitan Transit Authority and providing recommendations to decision makers on their board of directors for how implementation and future expansion of the bike share program could impact health in the community. I completed this HIA initially for my capstone project, which was required for graduation from the Master of Public Health program at KU, and then continued the process after graduation. Not only did I receive assistance from the Kansas Health Institute through a training they did in health impact assessment last fall, but a Kansas Health Institute representative also served on my advisory committee for the project, as did my employer, the Kansas Department for Health and Environment, and also faculty from the University of Kansas. So you could say it was a trifecta of state-level support for conducting this HIA. So I worked in collaboration with Topeka Metro to undertake the six-step HIA process. And through this process, I came up against several barriers that I also found in the literature as challenges to integrating HIA into decision-making in the U.S. So several of those barriers include limited capacity for conducting HIA, gaps in the availability and quality of evidence, inadequate coordination with local organizational authorities, and a lack of legal or decision-maker support. So a lack of experience among individuals, researchers, and organizations has been identified as a key barrier in conducting HIA. This may also be confounded by a lack of time or resources for applying HIA and institutionalizing it into existing organizational structures. I was fortunate in this regard due to the availability of these three state-level organizations for conducting the HIA, and certainly some of the key facilitators in overcoming limited capacity include the provision of trainings, resources, technical assistance, and also funding from state-level organizations. Local-level organizations can also play a role in increasing capacity for HIA, and they can do this by engaging diverse audiences and stakeholders within their communities in a conversation of how health impact assessment can be applied in their community and also be of benefit. They can also express interest in HIA trainings to their local health institute if they have one, or to their state health department, and reach out and garner participation from university, faculty, and students where appropriate. Lastly, in securing the support from university staff as well as students, it can increase the knowledge and resource base of the local level HIA team, which then further increases their capacity. So it was through my implementation of the HIA as a student that I was able to bring the practice of HIA to the attention of my employer at the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, and also to the attention of faculty at the University of Kansas in Kansas City who were not at that time familiar with the practice. And I began conversations with KDHE about how some of our local communities can integrate the practice into some of their funded activities to better inform their strategies. So until HIA is integrated into some of the staff work within staff at the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, I still see that as a barrier to really fully institutionalizing and integrating HIA in the state of Kansas. So also in the case of the Bike Share HIA, the community didn't really approach us. I approached the community. I had conversations with the Topeka Metropolitan Transit Authority to determine whether an HIA might be beneficial to implementation and future expansion of the program. So considering that the Topeka Metro's decisions to that date on the Bike Share program had been based on their pre-existing partnerships within the community, and given their lack of time, resources, and capacity for doing any kind of assessment of the Bike Share, they expressed interest in how HIA might better inform their program. A gap in the availability and quality of evidence for making recommendations has been a limitation of HIA, especially for embedding the practice into current regulatory processes or as a standalone process that includes analysis of the impacts to social determinants of health. States that are very rural, like Kansas, which has many counties with less than 10 or even less than 3 persons per square mile, can be challenged by a lack of sufficient local-level quantitative data due to this low population density. Also, the HIA field lacks a single standardized or commonly accepted model for predicting quantitatively how health might be impacted by a policy project or program. And in the Bike Share HIA, I ran into a lack of hard and fast evidence for how Bike Share specifically impacts health. It was also a challenge as a first-time HIA practitioner to develop methods for really assessing the literature given this lack of a standardized process. So in terms of facilitators to overcome these barriers, it may seem pretty obvious to states that we should use what data is available, but going back to the challenges of, say, a rural community, in these cases it's going to be probably most advantageous to look at qualitative data collection methods that enable the use of local perspectives and attitudes to inform how a proposed project could impact health in that community. Given the limited time that I had for conducting the HIA as a student, I focused my efforts on engaging the board of directors in identifying priority health issues for assessment, and also later on convened a group of community organizational stakeholders to review the findings and to solicit their input on the recommendations. A more comprehensive HIA with a longer timeline could take this a step further by engaging in primary data collection using community meetings, surveys, or other qualitative methods. And another point is, if you are on a limited timeline such as I was, look into your community, see if they already have a community health needs assessment, a community health improvement plan, because this data can really also be used to inform the HIA. And also, HIA is not research, it's really an iterative process. So in reviewing the literature, other pathways that impact health but were not initially considered may surface, prompting the revision of existing research questions or the addition of new ones. So in the Bike Share HIA, I added safety and injury as an assessment area due to its linkages to physical activity and quality of life, which the Topeka Metro Board of Directors had identified as some of their top community issues. To address the lack of evidence on the impacts of Bike Share, and due to the time constraints and my inability to conduct primary data collection as part of this HIA, I expanded my review of impacts to health to also include cycling and active transport, and then also noted areas in my report where there was still a lack of evidence. Kansas Health Institute resources were also a big facilitator during this time, because one of their staff had developed a literature scoring system that I was then able to use to identify which findings had the strongest evidence for supporting recommendations. A lack of time and resources may impede the development of cross-sectional partnerships for advancing HIA in fields that do not traditionally consider health. Barriers between health and non-health sector language, as well as a failure to fully and adequately coordinate efforts with local organizational authorities, can exacerbate HIA limitations. It's imperative that organizations conducting HIA have an understanding of the political and administrative environment in which decisions will be made, given that the aim of an HIA is the implementation of proposed recommendations by those very same decision makers. The director of bike operations at the Topeka Metro was my main point of contact and point of entry for conversations with their board of directors. And while the director of bike operations was generally very available to me, there were inevitable communication challenges that arose out of having just a single point of contact. I was able to solicit input from the board of directors on the priority health issues that I've been assessed through the HIA through the development of a brief two-question scoping form that was sent to them by email. I use this approach given the understanding I developed of their limited time for engaging in conversations about the HIA. I was also able to participate in their decision-making process by presenting the findings and recommendations at one of their public board meetings this past spring. And in terms of learning the language of the stakeholders, as public health practitioners, we often have a very specific terminology that can be confusing to those who don't work in the public health sector. As I conducted the assessment for the Bike Share HIA, I not only looked to the public health literature, but I was also looking to the planning and the transportation literature, which enabled me to gain some more knowledge of this field and their terminology, so that then when I was developing the findings and recommendations, I could really state them in terms of this field and how they understood it. And ultimately, if we want another sector to consider health and decisions, it's important that we speak their language. Without a legal basis for conducting HIA, it is less likely that cross-sectoral partnerships will develop or that HIA will be carried out in order to integrate health into decision-making. Including decision-makers in each step of the HIA process and providing further clarification of the purpose of the HIA can help to raise decision-makers' confidence, secure buy-in, and ensure that resources will be put forward to implement recommendations. And I see this as having ties to effective coalition building, where the leaders in the partnership need to be actively engaged in ongoing relationship building and goal clarification in order to keep stakeholders with limited time and diverse goals coming back to the table. A lack of time, again, was a barrier for me as a student with a set timeline and also for the board of directors in engaging throughout the HIA process. This was somewhat mitigated by the working relationship I developed with the director of bike operations. And there was a period of time where I was worried about a lack of interest in the HIA when communications were more difficult and sort of fell off there for a while. But even now we are working together on the development of a monitoring and evaluation plan that Topeka Metro and other area stakeholders will carry out in the community. And I always like to think that persistence is key, so keep going out there and try to communicate and keep in trying to engage them and find different avenues for entry there. The director of bike operations also recently connected me with another student who is doing more of an environmental advocacy evaluation of bike share in the community. And so we are now all three working together to combine our efforts to evaluate bike share and assess how the HIA has impacted decisions. I'm also hopeful that other community stakeholders who have expressed interest in the HIA will be able to implement the monitoring evaluation plan as some of their goals align with HIA recommendations. So just briefly, because we're running out of time, I've been primarily discussing local level HIA, but there are some differences worth noting in terms of state versus local HIA. The Kansas Health Institute has been the entity to carry out HIA at the state level, and they've done that through being engaged with through decision makers in the legislative body as well as state agency officials. The timeline is much more restricted when you're looking at the state level because the legislative session is only 90 days long, so you need to plan to have those findings and recommendations ready and available to present and disseminate within legislative committees and to organizational stakeholders within that timeline so that there's sufficient time for consideration in the decision-making process. The data used is fairly similar, though at the local level, again, if you're lacking in quantitative data, you may be more likely to look to qualitative data to inform the decisions, whereas at the state level, your legislators are most likely going to be interested in hard and fast numbers. So just in summary, advancing HIA is, there are several roles that different organizations can take. Health institutes can continue to develop and provide resources and trainings as well as technical assistance and partner with local universities to embed the practice into curricula. State health departments can embed HIA in health and all policies into staff roles and also fund communities to conduct this work. Whereas universities can work with their local health institutes and state health departments to bring HIA into research collaboratives and also connect students with some of these opportunities. Community organizations can reach out to their state level organizations to express an interest in health impact assessment, engage diverse sectors and stakeholders in their community of how HIA and HIAP can benefit the community and include decision makers in each step of the HIA process. And so where are we and where do we go from here? Well, these are the HIAs completed in Kansas to date, and as well as the trainings, and we are excited to say that there are three more health impact assessments being considered in the community, two by county level health organizations, and one by a Master of Public Health student who's going through the same program that I recently graduated from at KU in partnership with another county. And this is our contact information. Thank you.